This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
2017 is going to be a volatile economic year. We may see politicians throughout the world attempting to control central bank policies. Several renowned financial analysts have warned that political interference in central bank policies may mean our economic misses of inflation and growth targets. Gold is an international currency that can't be issued or controlled by governments. If you don't have the only hard currency that has outlasted every politician and every failed idea of governments for centuries, you need to speak to Goldline right now and learn how easy it is to add gold to your portfolio or IRA. Now is the time to diversify your financial portfolio by adding gold. Call 1-800-913-GOLD. Buying real gold is easy and fast at Goldline. And you're going to be happy that you finally made the call. 1-800-913-4653. Goldline also offers price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases. So buy with confidence. Read Goldline's important risk information and find out if buying gold is right for you. Call Goldline. 1-800-913-4653.
Glenn Beck, the Blaze Radio Network.
We have Nick Adams. I'm in Austin at South by Southwest. We have Nick Adams, who is the author of The Green Card Warrior, which is a book just a few days ago the president of the United States tweeted out. Nick Adams' new book, Green Card Warrior, is a must read. The merit-based system is the way to go. Canada, Australia, at Fox and Friends. So how did that work out for you, Nick?
Little boost in sales?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, the last week or so has been pretty much incredible. We cracked the top 100 in the world for book sales.
Wow.
I was on the front page of every single newspaper in the country. I've had the opportunity to spar, and across the world, I've had the opportunity to spar with Piers Morgan over gun rights on Good Morning Britain television.
So Nick, you're the guy who tried to get into the United States for a very long time. You were blocked because you were anti-Obama, at least that's what I would take from it. And I think you kind of took that from it as well. You came here. You're very patriotic. For some strange reason, you fell in love with America in Australia. And now you have founded something. You're the executive director of FLAG, the Foundation for Liberty and American Greatness.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Glenn. I've come to America to make sure that America doesn't turn out like the country I had to leave. I've come to make sure that America doesn't turn out like every other country in the world. That we preserve everything that is special and different and amazing about the United States of America. In almost 5,000 years of recorded human history, we've never seen a country, a culture, or a people like the American people, nation, and culture. And it's really disturbing to me that for several generations now, we have not passed on what it means to be an American, what Americanism is. And so I've come over here and I've set up a 501c3, a nonprofit called FLAG, the Foundation for Liberty and American Greatness. And we go into elementary, middle and high schools talking to students about what makes America special, what makes America different, why is the Constitution the best political document ever written, what would the world look like without the United States of America, what would the world be like today had it not been for American leadership in the 20th century, why has it been an unparalleled force for good in the world, what has America given the world? So we seek to counter.
I would imagine that you're very popular in Christian schools, some private schools. How are you doing with the public schools with that message?
Glenn, FLAG has been into 35 schools, 31 of which have been public schools.
Out of Texas?
No, in California.
Okay. Yes.
In California.
He's been all over the place.
In 8 different states. We've already trained more than 4,000 students across 8 different states. And we are one of the fastest growing nonprofits right now in America. We are absolutely killing it. In terms of pushback, when I first started this, people said to me, Nick, this is a fantastic idea, but there's no way in the world that you are ever going to get any public schools to let you in. Well, I'm here to tell you that we are 35-0. The pushback has been very limited. We've had a couple of isolated incidents where a teacher has made a remark or a student has pushed back. But we take that in our stride, and I'm sure that there's going to be more pushback in the future, but we welcome that because that just means that we're being remarkably effective. And
if you want your school to get involved, I guess you would just go to flagusa.org.
That's exactly right, flagusa.org. Okay.
So tell me about how did this tweet from President Obama happen? President Trump happen?
Well, thankfully, President Obama never tweeted about that. That would have been too positive. But no, look, President Trump watched me on television. He'd already had a copy of Green Card Warrior that we had furnished for him some time ago. And he saw me on Fox and Friends talking about a merit-based immigration system and basically saying that we need to bring the best people to America if we're going to make sure that America remains the best country in the world.
Does Australia do that?
We do. Australia does. Canada does. There are a number of countries around the world that employ a particular points grading system, which means that if you've got proficiency in English, if you've got certain jobs, skills, if you've got job prospects, you get a certain amount of weighting for that, and that elevates you.
How is it, Nick, do you think, that it became fashionable to believe that America is the only country on earth that can't do that? Why do we get such vitriol directed at us when we try to control our borders? When we ask that you at least come here legally, then we're haters. We're not inclusive. We don't want any diversity. We're racist. All of those things. When almost every country in the world asks something of the people who immigrate there.
That's exactly right. Look, there's been a war on border security going back at least 30 years. And the reality is that there's nothing more normal, nothing more logical. Every country has the right to determine who comes into their country and the circumstances
well, it's our home.
Under which they come.
It's our home. Do you let just any stranger come into your home?
And you don't
I don't know who they are, but they're just here now.
That's
so.
Right.
They're not just here now. They're family.
Yeah, right.
You're not somebody who broke into the house.
Yeah.
You're family.
I got 68 people downstairs in the basement. They're just, it's a new family of ours. it's ridiculous.
It is. The left are running the narrative. They've captured all of those cultural institutions that shape the culture and shape the messaging. And unfortunately, the messaging is now that if you just demand that, you know, we make sure that we vet people coming from dangerous countries to the United States, all of a sudden that makes you racist and bigoted and you're defaming the character of those people. So unfortunately, political correctness is causing there to be a lack of clear-mindedness, a lack of right thinking in the culture and in the country, and that's really why we need to fight it as hard as we possibly can.
Have you seen anybody? By the way, we're talking to Nick Adams, the founder and executive director of Flag. Have you seen any evidence of some of the students having a realization when you're there? Do you think you're having an impact?
Absolutely. Look, we were in St. Louis, Missouri, back in December, and this was one of the four private schools that we've spoken at. It was a Catholic school. St. Louis University High School was its name. And there were six African-American students, and I'm here to report to you that race relations in St. Louis, Missouri are at an all-time low, of course, after 8 years of the Obama administration and them driving
and the Ferguson
a Texas-sized truck straight through deliberately to break open that chasm. And anyway, there were about 100 students. It was an after-school event, and these six African-American students came and sat in the second row. And they pushed back hard because I told them that this is the best country in the world for a black person to live, and that America is the least racist, multiracial country in the world, and that this is the only place where they're free to colour outside of the lines, where they can fall down 5,000 times, get up 5,001, where they can do whatever it is that they want to do. And unfortunately, they had just been brainwashed into believing that because they were black, America was a terrible place. Anyway, and I asked them to tell me if they knew any black people in their community that had ever left America to go anywhere else. And the answer was no. And then I asked them if they were aware that more black Africans have immigrated voluntarily to the United States than came as slaves. They again told me no. Anyway, and there was some very, very heated discussion back and forth for the next 2 hours because this was an after-school event.
Wow.
And at the very conclusion, those six African-American students came up to me and they said, "Mr. Adams, we want to say thank you for coming to our school. We're not sure yet whether or not we agree with you, but we want to tell you that you put things in a way that we hadn't previously considered."
How great is that? Amen.
And for me, that was a victory.
That's awesome.
For me, because I'm going to go back
there.
That
is a victory.
And talk to those students. That's how we win back the future.
Right.
That's how we transform a generation.
What is it like to be an African American? What is it like to be an African Australian?
Well, exactly. Look, we don't have too many Africans in Australia, but look, this is the only place where anybody can rise above the circumstances of their birth to go and achieve whatever they want to achieve. And I told those students,
people don't believe that, Nick. I mean, they think that Australia, I mean, you know, it's just like the United States. What is the difference?
The difference is massive, Glenn. In Australia, success is resented. In Australia, you can't colour outside of the lines. You can't blaze a trail. You can't leave a legacy. People are rooting for your failure rather than your success. You know, people strive for mediocrity as opposed
sadly,
to greatness.
That's starting to take root.
But that's why we're fighting back. That's why I go and I tell these kids that the day that they were born in the United States of America is the day that they won the lottery of life.
It's true.
And they got a head start on everyone. And I beg them, I implore them, I beseech them to never, ever buy into this false narrative posited by the left that America is this bigoted and awful place. This is a country of unlimited opportunities. You can do anything. And so FLAG is doing these uplifting, motivational, patriotic talks at these schools. We've got the world's first kid-friendly constitution. Glenn, you're going to love this. We've got the US Constitution translated by Scalia interns into plain English that even an 8-year-old can understand.
Oh, I love that. This is the world's... it available online? Can
yes.
I find that?
Not yet. We're about 6 weeks away, but I want to come back on the show and tell you about it. But I can tell you this is the world's first kid-friendly constitution. We responded. The kids were saying we love the Constitution, but we're turned off by it because it's hard to understand. So
you do
now,
the Declaration of Independence as well?
Yes, sir. We have. That's right up
Great.
Next. Yes, we Great. Have. So, and so, we want to get that into the hands of as many kids as we can in America.
So you got it to eight-year-old levels. If we can get it to maybe 4-year-old, then I think maybe voters will actually start to understand.
Okay,
that would be great.
Yeah. Well, look, that's right. We wanted to make it relatable. So we've got images, we've got graphic designs, we've got cartoons. And we're going to do it in a nice big format, not the usual size of the Constitution. It's going to be for kids all the way from 8 years old up until 18. And because we want our kids tethered to the values and the virtues that emanate from the Constitution that catapulted America to the pinnacle nation on this earth.
Any way they get it is great, right? I mean, seriously, look, instead of telling them, we know it's difficult, butch up, dummy, read it anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Look, and it's not going to be a substitute for the real thing. There are obviously indispensable phrases in the Constitution that we want them to know. But just small things like saying to form a more perfect union, to form a more perfect country. It's just small things like that that will hopefully make sure that kids will be really drawn and magnetized to the Constitution, because that's the greatest political document ever written. And we want kids, we want the next generation of Americans to understand the centrality of that document to America's continued prosperity and success.
Nick Adams, so glad that you're here. Glad you're a friend of ours. And God bless you on all of the work that you're doing. Founder and executive director of FLAG, the Foundation for Liberty and American Greatness, Nick Adams. You can find more information and I would imagine make a donation to help his 501c3 out.
We would love
at
that.
FLAGUSA.org. If it sounds like something that you want to be involved with, go to FLAGUSA.org. Thanks, Nick. We'll talk to you again later.
Glenn Beck. The Blaze Radio Network.
Are you as excited about your kids being online on the internet as I am? I feel like I'm always playing catch up with the latest apps and sites that my kids have access to. All the good and all the bad is always there, but I'm not always there. That's why I want to tell you about Hero Parental Control. Hero is a high-tech tool that helps you stay ahead of the game. Activity from all of your family's devices can be filtered, monitored, and even tracked via GPS from one easy dashboard that you have. You can adjust all your filters. Material that might be healthy for a teen can be harmful to a young child. It works on all of your devices, including your mobile. It's easy to set up, intuitive to use, and it stays up to date with ever-changing technology. It's going to make the internet in your house appropriate by your standards, not what society says. So enjoy the good and block the bad. Go to blazehero.com. That's blazehero.com.